WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. Hundreds of Kentuckians gathering in Louisville to honor the victims of Monday's mass shooting at a bank that left five dead plus the gunman.
I shut my eyes and asked myself, why haven't we done more? Why haven't we done more? This makes no sense.
State Senator Gerald Neal calling for more action on gun violence. South Korea's joint chiefs say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the East Sea. Japan believes it already landed somewhere with no damage reported. In Tennessee, chance for Justin Pearson, the expelled lawmaker who has now been reinstated to his House seat by the Shelby County Commission. The NYPD says a white powder sent to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg was deemed to be non-hazardous. Bragg has been getting threats since the investigation of former President Trump. Ukraine launching an investigation into a gruesome video circulating online that appears to show the beheading of a Ukrainian soldier. This is ABC News. As Americans wait out a court decision on the future of abortion medication, there is a new snapshot of public opinions about the drugs.
No surprise, the poll from Pew Research Center shows Democrats at 73% overwhelmingly say medication abortion should be legal in their state. Among Republicans, nearly half, 49%, say it should be illegal. But in the group likely most affected, adults under 30, two-thirds support legal medication abortion. And among racial and ethnic groups, more than half of all white, black, and Asian respondents say it should be legal, with only Hispanic adults showing less than 50% support. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The first quarter of this year was the deadliest for migrants in the Central Mediterranean since 2017. That's according to the UN. Convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein has returned to the New York prison system after spending 2 years in California for a rape trial there. Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison on his New York conviction and another 16 years for his Los Angeles conviction. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The DNR issuing a third letter of non-compliance to Tyco Fire Products. The company has a fire training and research center in Marinette and is known for mixing firefighting foam containing PFAS or forever chemicals. Tyco Fire has been pushing back against the DNR for years on investigating how far contamination may have spread when farmers use sludge from sewage treatment plants as fertilizer. The area in question includes fields located miles outside of Marinette and Peshtigo, where the contamination from the fire training facility is largely concentrated. Tyco says there's no guaranteed way to tell if the PFAS in the sludge originated from their plant and could have another source. Don't burn outside today. There's a red flag fire warning in effect for several counties in our listening area, including Wood and Portage, Marathon, and Wapaka. That warning in effect until 8 p.m. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.